Palestinians in Gaza held a large rally in front of the office of the International Committee of the Red Cross. They demanded the immediate release of all Palestinian prisoners, especially administrative detainees, and those who have been on hunger strike for many weeks. Among the protesters were former detainees who were released in a prisoner exchange deal between Hamas and Israel in late 2011. Among them was Mahmoud Sarsak, a member of the Palestinian Soccer League, who spent nearly 3 months on hunger strike in Israeli jails before his release last week.
There are more than 200 cases of administrative detention. We are also talking about 200 children under the age of 18. There are 9 female prisoners, and the number of ill prisoners is constantly increasing. At least 70 prisoners are suffering from chronic diseases due to medical negligence.
The rally also coincided with Israel granting 25 Gazan families permits to visit their loved ones inside Israeli jails. However, not everyone was happy because hundreds of families have been deprived from visiting their sons for many years and have not yet received their permits.
We were hoping to visit our son. However, the visit was limited to 25 families. It is not fair that I don't see my son, or for his mother not to see him, especially that two of my sons were killed by Israeli forces in past years. Now I only have my two daughters and my grandchildren.
In May, Hamas made headlines when it announced that the issue of Palestinian prisoners will be taken to the United Nations with the help of Fatah movement. But Western pressure on the Fatah movement, headed by acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas, prevented that from happening. The Islamic Jihad movement, who co-organized the rally with Hamas, said resistance is the best way to free Palestinian prisoners.
Families of the prisoners are calling on all the free people around the world to stop sitting idle and help free our prisoners. And we say to Israel, who only understands the language of power, that our prisoners must be freed. And if they don't free them, we will free them by all possible means.
Statistics show that in over 4 decades of illegal Israeli military occupation, nearly 650,000 Palestinians have been illegally detained by Israel. Many of the Palestinian prisoners have been kept in Israel's prisons for years without charge or trial. Administrative detention allows the Israeli military to hold prisoners indefinitely without charging them or allowing them to stand trial.
According to prisoner advocacy groups, there are thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, many without being charged or facing trial. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.